26th parasha that we have that Yosef tells the brothers that Vayashma Yosef is spending so much more. Pekod yifkod alakim eskem eskem alisem esatz esam yizeh. So when the brothers has poked you, he uses the lashon of pekod yifkod. Earlier on, also he uses the lashon of pekod yifkod. That the person is going to be piked klal yisrael, which is that when the person decides to be go klal yisrael, he uses the language of pekod yifkod. Based on that, in Parsha Shmois, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe and tells Moshe that he should go to klal yisrael, he says what you should tell klal yisrael is that you should know. That's in Pasuk.
What does that mean?
In Shmois Gimel Tezayin, the Brashman says, go tell the Zikten Yisrael, I remembered Klai Yisrael. They will believe you. So Rashi says, so this is in Perik Gimel, Shmois Gimel Yudches. Automatically, they're going to believe you. When they hear these words, they're going to believe you. They were told that already from beforehand that they're going to be nigal in the language of Pekod Yivkot. And it says over here, and again, Pekod Yivkod, the Pasuk Chavdal and Pasuk Chavhei, Yosef tells the brothers that there's going to be this moment of Pekida in the future, and therefore, you should take my, when you leave, make sure you take my bones with you. But the language of Gula is in a lashon of Pekida. So when you say these words Pekida, they're going to be totally in because, you know, they know that that's a simon. Good. So the Ramban has the kash over here, like, this is a pretty bad simon. Because, like, everybody knows the story, right? You know, like, actually, this is because you're male, of course, yeah. Because, like, you know, part of your childhood stories is that this is the language that's being used. So Rabban says, in one terrace, he says, well, Moshe Rabbeinu happened to grow up in Beis Paro, so he didn't have the bedtime stories that you have as a kid, the Pekod Yivkod. So him is a good simon. Right? So that's you know, it's like mazel, you know. Anybody else in class would have showed up and said it, what did we say? No. Moshe Rabbeinu shows up and says, ah, Gevaldik. You know, okay. Right. Now, the truth is, if you look at the Lashon of the Medrash has it a little bit differently. Right. So it makes life a little bit easier. But the Rabban does not seem to have that nusach. Okay. But then we'll get to where I get. So the so what is pekod pekadati? This lashon pekod pekadati. This double lashon pekod mitzray pekadati alayam pekod laboa pekadati shavar. V'shama lukalech. They're going to believe you. So the Medrash says, lama why shemaseres gula hu behu yadam. This is a maseres of gula. Shekol gael sheyavu v'yarmer lehem pekida kfula gael shalemasu. If he says that lashon, he's a gael lemas. So the question is, this medrash, but I think there's a medrash, maybe it's where's the medrash? Tanchuma maybe says that this was given over to the Shvatim. The Shvatim gave it over to only to the Skenim. Nobody else knew about it. As a matter of fact, the medrash says that they didn't even give it over to the next generation. The only person who knew about it was Sarach Bas Osher, who was still alive. So they went to Sarah Bas Osher and said, is he the man? Well, so what did he say? He said, Pekod Pekadati. Oh, Pekod Pekadati. Ah, now we're in, right? But the manager over here does not say, the manager says that they had him a service, that this is the language that's going to be used. So the question is, why is that a good simon? So the morale says that it was, the purpose of this simon wasn't that they believe you, it was that they're going to at least listen to you. So Shemuel Kalev, I mean, it doesn't mean they're going to be makabel, which it means rather they're going to hear. They'll hear you out. They'll give you an audience and they'll hear you out. But again, it doesn't sound like that's a pshuta. But it's also important that the lashon of the medrash is whoever says pekida kafula girl shalemasu. Whoever says a double pekida, this double lashon of pekida is that's the girl lemas. What's interesting, if you look at the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says like this. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Chomesh Oisias Shenichbulu Batar. We have five letters which are doubled. The five end letters. So we have the regular letter and we have the end letter. So you have there's two chafs. There's a chaf, regular chaf, and there's a chaf, the chaf safis. And there's a mem, and there's a nun, and there's a pei, and there's a tzadi. So all of those five letters are given besera geula. They're given to represent geula. Chaf chaf. What's the chaf chaf? But nigel avram avinu meyur kastin. That was through the extra chaf chaf. The double lashon of chaf chaf. That's where how Avram was taken out of Ur Kasdim. He was nigel from Ur Kasdim. Shenamar lech lecha meyartzicha lech chaf lecha chaf. So two chafs. Mem but nigel yitzchak avinu meyad plishtim. Shenamar lech mimenu livas ki atzamta mimenu meoid mimenu meoid. Right, mem two mems. Non. Nigel Yaakov Avinu Miyad Esav Hatzileini No Miyad Rochim Miyad Esav Hatzileini No. Hey, but Nigel Avasinim Mitzrayim Shemar Pakay Pakad Yeschem, and the Tzadi is also Kadosh Baruch Hu Nigel says Yisrael Lebasef Malchus Revius, Mashiach is going to come with the Tzadi. Well, we'll have Tzemach Tzimarti Lachem Shemar Hinei Ish Tzemach Shmoy Umitachtov Yitzmach. There's a person named Semach who's going to come and he's going to grow, as it were, the Gula is going to come through Gula. These were given to Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu most of the Yitzchak. Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov. Yaakov gave it to Yosef. Yosef gave it to the brothers. Moshe ben Yaakov Moshe said a Gula the Serach Bas Asher. He gave it to his daughter. Kabash of Aaron, it's a little Yisrael, they did the Isis, so they went to Sarah Zosher, they did the Isis, she says, no, everybody says, Elo Mamish, doesn't prove anything. He said, Pekar Pekar, oh, Ish, Asher, also legal Yisrael, Mitzrayim, Kam, Epatim, Me'aba, Pei, Shemar, Pekar Pekar, yes. Me'ad, Amino, Abba, Me'alakim, Moshe, they believed him, Yemeno, Amishul, Kipak, Hashem, Zamoy, they heard there's a Pekidah. So the Pekidah thing is very important. So why Dafka Lashon Pekidah? Why double Lashon? And what does it represent to the idea that there's this double letters? So there's a lot of things we need to try and understand. Yeah. So I wrote down my points because I was not going to make sure I get everything in. So this is partially in Parsha Shmos thought. Partially to Parshas. So one last point that I want to ask you about before I start saying the answers. So there's a problem in Parshas Shmos to understand that the Rosh Hashem tells Moshe you should go to Klal Yisrael and Rabbi Isi and I'm ready to take them out, etc. The Rosh Hashem says, okay, Mezem L'Chois, and this is the Siman. This is the sign that I've sent you. How so? When you take Klal Yisrael, you'll come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu here at this mountain where I'm meeting you. So, Pshat the Pasuk is, listen, you're going to come and prove that you're really the one who was sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu to do the Gula, because when you leave and you come back to this mountain, that'll be a sign that it was true. I mean, until then, no, I don't know, because the Isis, it wasn't fulfilled yet. When you finally make it back to Har Sinai, now you know it's true. Like, really? Like, that's a funny ice. So Rashi asked the Kasher. Rashi says, no, that it's the other way around. The Hatzlacha that you're going to have and you see Mitzrayim will be a sign for you that there's going to be another step of coming to Har Sinai. It's not that going to Har Sinai is a sign for the Gula. The Gula is a sign for Har Sinai. Mezelecha Ois, this is going to be for you an Ois. What Ois? That you're going to go now and be Matzliach. that which I've sent you will act as an ois that finally later on you should know when you leave Mitzrayim you're going to come back to Har Sinai. Okay, so why is why does he need a sign for that? Like, what does the pasuk mean? So those are the problems. Yep. So this word pekida is a very 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 versatile word. There's the Malbim, who one of the things which he was very strong on, as opposed to some of the other before Shem and Tanakh, that they would say that the change of language in the pasuk was just poetic. It was the same idea, but just different words. It was the same idea, but milim sharnas, different words. The Malbim says no. Every word in Tanakh was chosen for a specific reason, and each word had a nuance different than the other one. And it was chosen for a reason. So based on that, he really developed a very strong lexicon of all these different words, what they meant. So one of his Talmidim gathered all of the ideas that the Malbim had said, and he made a dictionary based on the Malbim of these different words. And the Malbim himself, besides his work on Tanakh, actually wrote a small dictionary. So in this small dictionary that he wrote, which is now contained in the larger dictionary, so what he does a lot of times is he puts two words together which seem to be similar, they're synonyms, and explains how they're different. So in the word pokad, the Malbim has three entries. He contrasts pokad to zochar. The difference between pekida and zchira, both of the idea of yalev yavoy v'yipakeh v'yizochar, the idea of remembering. Okay, he contrasts the word pokad to the word chaser. But Yipakeh Mokom David, David's seat was empty. Yipakeh Mokom David, so David was chaser, he was missing. Right? You lay on the Haftarah from Mokha Chodesh.
Sometimes.
So, the word Pekah means to be missing. And then there's a word pakad means to appoint. He made appointments. So he compares it to the word to be memana, to appoint. So he has three different words. What this word pakida is, there's three sets of synonyms all using the word pakida. So it's a very versatile word,
yeah.
Right? That it means a lot of different things. They wrote, Hirsch also gave himself a very, very major focus on defining words. His approach to defining words is a little bit different than most people's. He used it based on phonetic cognates. But so somebody took all of Rav Hirsch's works and made a dictionary out of that. Rav Hirsch has 9 entries under the word pekida. 9 different uses of the word pekida. It's a very versatile word. The Shalas, what does this word pekida mean? So the bottom line that Rav Hirsch comes to define is the difference between the skira and pekida, and a word which idea which will give us maybe a connection to the idea of appointment, the connection to the idea of is that pekida means the ikra use of the word pekida actually is to be appointed to something. To give something a function. So one of the main purposes of the process of skira is to give something a function. I'm thinking about it means it's playing a role. I'm assigning a role to it. So, and he says that Vashem Pokad is Sorah. So Rehersh says, so he sees the word, because Rehersh has this fascinating approach to words. And he believes that words can be defined based on their phonetic cognates. So he hears that the word pakad and the word bagad are very similar. Bagad means to make a person wear clothing. We see that as being symbolic of being appointed to a position. The person is put you don the vestments of the office. Right? We use that language, right? So the word pakad and the word bagad, the lashon beged, and on the pasuk of Hashem pakad asorah, Rehersh says that the word pakad over there means a lashon of a point. He gave her a purpose. So now that she had this, child, she was given a whole new level of purpose and function. She, as it were, was invested in an office. But he says that the point of this is an investment which expands the person. The person, it's not just that you've been appointed, it's an appointment which, as it were, expands the function of the person. So going from being a motherless person, a childless woman, to a woman who had a child, who has the purpose of raising this child to be the progenitor of Klal Yisrael, right, which is what is happening over here, that is, she moved into a whole nother level of purpose, and that's what Pekida is. So the rehearsed by Pekadati, he says that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael, he says Pekadati, he was not saying Moshe remembered you. He says because Moshe Rabbeinu was, okay, hold a second. There's a fascinating piece on the morale. The morale in the tefillah of Al Tzadikim. So he says, we talk about the Tzadikim, the Chassidim, the Zakenim, the Seferim, Klal Yisrael, we talk about the Gerei Tzedek. Like, you know, there's like, the flow doesn't seem to make sense. I mean, Gerei Tzedek are wonderful people. But like, here we're talking about the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And we're talking, then we're talking about Klai. So in the middle, you throw in the Geirim. What are they there for? So the morale says that the neshama in this world is like a Geirim. The neshama doesn't really fit well in this world. It doesn't belong here. The tzaddikim and the chassidim and the zkenim and the seferim don't really fit well here either, because they're neshama like a people. So the Geirim tzedek is the one which sort of like captures the message that, you know, the earthly people who belong here have need one level of protection. You know, because yeah, they're sort of, they fit in. Similarly, they're sort of protected by the world. The ones who don't fit into the world need a special level of protection. Because they don't fit, so they don't. In a sense, that's not safe for them. You know, I put you into a place where you don't belong. You don't know how things work. You're in danger. So, Russian, please watch over these people. So, I once heard from somebody said, "Well, then the truth is that really Elena was the same as well." We say the tzaddikim, the chassidim, the zkenim, the seferim, the Geirei Tzedek, and Elena. Yeah, the original arrangement between Yaakov and Esav is that Yaakov gets Olam Haba and Esav gets Olam Hazeh. Klal Yisrael doesn't belong in this world. And therefore, Klal Yisrael is Geirim in this world. Because I'll say that Avraham Avinu was killing the Geirim. When Avraham Avinu undertook the job of living a life of Ruchnius, what he basically undertook a life of Geirim. A life which he doesn't really fit in this world. The people, you know, you have these very earthly people, they fit here, and this fellow doesn't fit here. He just doesn't fit into the rest of the crowd. He's a Roman Ivri. He's on the other side of the world. See, he doesn't fit. Klal Yisrael is sort of given that reality. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, "I'm taking out of Mitzrayim where you're Gerim, to come to the land where you're going to become. You're going to, and eventually I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael." Right, like the Pesukim say in the beginning of Eiro, right? V'itzeis yischem, v'itzalti, v'galalti, v'lakati, v'eveisi. I'm going to bring you to land that you're going to dwell there. It means you're going to become Teshav. How can you become a Teshav? You don't fit anywhere. The answer is, I'm going to give you a purpose in this world. I'm going to give you a function. When they give you the Torah, which gives you a function, how you can fit into this world, then you'll have that a place for you will make sense. So Rosh Hashanah comes along and says, you know what, Rabbi say, I have a plan how to give us a function. You can't make that up. Either you do or you don't. The siman that I sent you is when you, I take you out, you're going to go to Har Sinai and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the siman that you're the real, that you're really the shliach. Because if unless you claim that you have a higher purpose, you can't be the shliach. Because we can't be nigal with pekida if we don't have a higher purpose. So you promising Kaiser that there's another layer of what we're going to do. That's the siman that the Rosh Hashanah, that the Rosh really sent you. Because and the siman which they were given to Klaus was given is that the person comes, he's not going to come and say I'm girl you. He's coming to say I'm going to be poked you. I have, and Mashiach goes to power and says that we want to leave and go out and serve. Like, you know, Mashiach Rabbeinu's goal was emancipation. So you go to power and say, you know, we want to leave. You know, we want a 3-day vacation. No, we want to go for 3 days and we want to do avoid it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even the original request from Paro is couched in terms of service. It's not, we're not looking for emancipation. We're looking for to get a purpose. Okay, so that is why the Lashon Pekida becomes a very significant Lashon. So that Simonim is wonderful, etc. Sarah Basal Shusa. But if you can't tell me that he's coming and giving a message, that there's something that he says, he has a plan to bring us to a way that we're going to get another, a greater function in life, he's a charlatan. Okay. There's a maral. In Gevuras, that he says, so what's with these double lashon things, these double letters? So if you look at the lashon Chazal, what's the name the Chazal give for the double letters? Chazal called them pshutis. There's a chaf kfufa and a chaf pshuta. The mem is, there's a mem which is open, a mem which is stuma, but everything else there's a nun kfufa, nun pshuta, a pei kfufa, a pei pshuta, a tzadik pshuta and a tzadik kfufa. Right. So all of them, you basically take the letter and you sort of like straighten it out. So this is like mamash morale territory. Morale says that pshitus represents going beyond the limits of this world. So we discussed this once, if I recall correctly. And morale grapples with the idea that matzah is lechem oini. Matzah is the symbol of gula. Like, so great. So how do you symbolize gula? With eating poor man's bread. Like, really? Eat rich man's bread. Symbolize gula. Why are you eating lechem oini?
Right.
So he says like this. He says, what's the state of non-gula is that you're bound to something. Gula is that you become true to yourself. You're not bound to something else. You become true to yourself. You're not bound outside of yourself. An Ashir is bound to his lechosah. An Ani is what he is. Matzah is the bare bone. It's not beholden to anything else. It is what it is. The state of being just what you are is a madrega of gula that's beyond the limitations of this world. So this world is a complicated world. This world is not a world of pshuta. This world of things which are just murkav, he calls it. Just combinations of things, etc. Something which is just like the purity of that shows that you went beyond the limitations of the world. So the world is created with the Chaf Beis Ursius, the Medrash says. The Sefer Tznius says the world was created with the Chaf Beis Ursius. So that's from Aleph to Tav. All of a sudden say, you know what? There are letters which can go beyond the limitation of the world, beyond the tough. And those letters are pshutis. They're not kfufis anymore. They're able to go beyond the limitations of the world, the morale says. And these represent the ability to go beyond. So those are moments of geula, that the limitations of the world no longer define you. What? It's an awesome piece, right?
That's cute.
And then he says, further, the word, if you write the word pekida, pakad, so it's written pe kuf dalas. So if you write out the letters, the word, the name of the letter Pei is Pei Aleph, Pei. The letter Kuf is Kuf Vav Fei. The letter Dalet is Dalet Lamed Sof. So the Lamed Sof is 430. That's the 430 years that Klai Yisrael was nigdal to be Gerim. Pei, Vav Pei is 86 years of the Kosh Yeshiva. The Chazal said that the Kosh Yeshiva was for 86 years. The difficult work was for 86 years. And the last year was the year that the Gzair was that they were throwing the children into the Yor was 1 year. That's the Aleph of the Pei. So the Pekita is the Gula from the 430 years, from the 86 years, and from the 1 year. So the word Pakat itself represents the Gula of these physical, the very, very physical limitations. It represents the ability to go beyond that. So the word Pekita, the word Pakat represents that. The Morale says. That's so I promise you, he's not a Hasidic Rebbe.
Okay. I didn't either.
Okay, it was worth coming tonight. Now. Right. So the Gemara in Megillah says that the five Oisias were said by the more called the Matzapach, the Mem Nun Tzadi Peichov, the Matzapach, Soifim Amram were said by the Soifim. Soifim were the Naviim. The Navi is the person who lives in this world, but the Rosh Hashanah allows him to have a vision which goes beyond the limitations of the world. He can go beyond space and time. So the Navi, who is the Tzoyfe, is able to see beyond the limitations of space and time. He is the one who could bring the letters of the Oisis of the Matzapach into this world. So Tzoyfem, Ma Matzapach, Tzoyfem Amram. That's what the Morale says. Okay. The Balaturim says that the word Pekoid is Gematria 190. He sees the word Pekad is to remove, like Choser. Bereshit took out 190 years out of the 400 years to allow us to leave early. That's the Lashon Pekad. Okay, that's nice Canadian. Okay.
Nice Canadian.
Fine. Rav Hirsch has a different mahalach. A little bit. There's a fascinating Ramban in last week's parsha. So Rashi brings the Chazal that Yechev was born Ben Chaimus. So Yechev was born Ben Chaimus. They were in Mitzrayim. They were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. So she was born. Ben Achamis, as soon as they came there, and Moshe Ben was 80 years old when they left. It means Yochev was 130 years old when she gave birth to Moshe Ben. So Ibn Ezra asks, like, this is a Mishnah to Kanes. Sorry, Ben was 90 years old, and we have a whole parsha in the Torah. Yeah. This one was 40 years older, and it's not a zecher to such a thing. So that marriage doesn't make any sense. It can't be that she was that. She must have been born later on, and you know, she can't have been that old. Right. So Rabban comes along and answers that he wants to know why is there any zecher in it. So Rabban comes along and answers that only nisim, which there was a nevuah beforehand that they're going to take place, are written in the Torah. So by Sarah there was a nevuah that Sarah is going to have a child, and then there was Yiskayim that nase is written. But there are many nisim which are not written at all. They're not written because there was no nevuah about them beforehand. That's what Rabban answers. So, I like to show so that there's during the Milchemet HaShikur, right, if you want to say it, you know, Bivrit, 1948. So one of the battles was the battle for Tzvas. So Tzvas, the British gave over the garrisons to the Arabs. And there's about 5,000 Arabs who were were ready to fight. And there was a Jewish, commander with about 300 people at his command. So there was a newspaper reporter there, and he asked the commander, you know, whatever position he had, the commander of the forces, you know, what do you think is going to happen? He says, we're going to win. What do you mean you're going to win? He says, either we're going to win with an open miracle, or either it's going to be a miracle or an open miracle, but we're going to win. He said, either we're going to win in naturally or with a miracle, is what he said. So the reporter asked him, what do you mean that you're going to win naturally? He says, well, naturally, what would happen to win naturally? He says, the heavens would open up, and God would send down angels, and angels would fight with us and say, that's natural. So what's the miracle? The miracle is that me with my 300 teenage boys would win. That's the miracle. That'd be the miraculous way. That's what he said. Right? This is not a from guy, the natural way the Jews win is that the Rosh Hashanah says Malachim, that we should win like this. That's ridiculous. That's like an open miracle. So the rehearse says, let's talk to the word nace. What does the word nace mean? Nace means a signpost. Right. So I've given you this mushroom before. A person gets on the highway, right? He doesn't know where he's going. So there's a signpost. The nace is a signpost. So we go through this world, and we want to know, are we going in the right direction? Is the Russian directing us? Is he interested? Does he care? Etc. All of a sudden, a nace happens. Say, wow, the Russian was here. So the Ramban, and when there's a nevuah beforehand, that this is what's going to happen, then it's Niskayim, that's a clear directive from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's involved. Miraculously, it happens. I don't know what the message is, but the Bereshit tells him beforehand. That's the Nisim the Torah talks about. That's the signpost for us. That miracles happen. Okay. Right. So the Rav Hirsch ties these matzah pot in collected writings and on his essays on Chanukah. Rav Hirsch ties these to that idea of a signpost. That the Bereshit that took a Rav Avinu out of casting was a mashulik thing. That we almost had to create a letter, like a new existence, to describe that reality. So there's a new letter, there's an extra kaf. The tzoifim, the people which have this distant vision and see the goal of Klal Yisrael, saw that these moments were the moments of Geula, which changed the direction of the world. Lech Lecha. Yitzchak Avinu was sent away to develop himself, and he was able to do that. Yaakov Avinu saved from Esau, Chayisel saved Mitzrayim, and Yisemach Shemayim in the future. He says these were the nisim. These were the signposts which gave us direction. So there were moments in Klal Yisrael when we had a clarity that there's more to the purpose, there's more to the story. It can't be just whatever's going. It doesn't make sense that Avraham should save him from Ur Kasdim. Must be there's something beyond the physical reality we see in front of us. We are something greater than that. So our schus kiyum that we're going to have as geirim in this world is because we have a purpose here. So the alien who's here, who has something to teach the world and accomplish something, belongs here. Otherwise, we're geirim. So Rav Hirsch points out that if you look at the sharnas of Geula, the Rashi tells Avraham Avinu, "Kigeres Zarach Meresel Lehem, Vavodim Avinu Esam." They're going to go into a state of Geres, a state of Avdus, and a state of Inu. Beginning of Parshas Va'era, the Rashi says that what's going to happen? That first thing that happens is going to be Tachas Silas Mitzrayim. We're going to take you out from under the burden. I'm going to take you out of the Inu. I'm going to save you from the Avdus. You're going to go into Geirus Avdus Inui. You're going to be taken out of the Inui, out of the Avdus, and then out of the Geirus. Megalti Eskem. Geula is the moment that you've taken out for Christ, so that you're no longer Geirus. You're no longer this people who don't have a place for this world. In this world, you are when the Geula is the moment for Christ, so when you're no longer Geirus. But Rav Hirsch points out that the word Goyal is used in the Torah, the relative who stands up for, as it were, and takes care of his share buser, of his relative. So the guy's out, down and out, he sells the field, and the Goyal comes and he's Goyal the field. Huh. The Goyal is the relative. So Rav Hirsch says, I'm your relative. B'nei B'char Yisrael, I'm the relative. You're no longer Gerim anymore because you're connected to me. So now you have a place here in this world. So the moment of we go out the Eskam, we go out the Eskam Israel, that person, I'm going to take you out to become mine. That's it. That's cool. And then then the Beis Yisrael going to take you to Eretz Yisrael. Only after that state of that we have a function that we have a land. But we don't, there's no land for us. We don't have a function because then Esav is right. Yaakov is belongs to Elam Haba, not to Elam Hazeh. So Yosef, with his understanding, is telling Klal Yisrael that there's going to become a moment where the Baruch Hu is going to poke at you. He's going to give you will finally get the mission that you've been waiting for. Then you're going to be able to leave. Then you can. There's reasons you should be taken on Mitzrayim. Please take me along with it when it happens. Okay, that's the thought.